Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the week ending October the 29th, 2023. I've had a busy week. So this week I've been working on a couple of projects, not projects I've mentioned before. They are both new things because that's what I apparently do this year. So I wrote another Lord Sidebottom story. So this is the steampunk wackiness. I wrote a short story that will be for Christmas. So it is a Christmas story. So that will be posted on my Substack, obviously, in and around Christmas time. I've also written the first draft and got the first three chapters up to a publishable standard of another story that is called The Long Night. So this is another prequel to Ravenglass Legends. So there's the Blades of Wolfsbane story, which is on my Substack. It's also available as part of my starter library when you join my newsletter. So I'm basically doing a story that is set a couple of years after that. And it's something that's mentioned in passing in the novel in Ravenglass Legends Book 1. That is a story that I've written. It's not that long. It's like 9,000 words at the minute. Probably end up going a bit more, maybe a bit less, who knows. So I've basically got a draft of this story. First part of it is done, redrafted, listened to and all that stuff. That will be going out on my Substack on Sunday, the first part of that. And I think that'll probably take about 3 weeks, 4 weeks at most to publish that on my Substack. And then I will probably go back to Guild of Assassins. Now, my plan, if I stick to plans when it comes to writing, is to do Guild of Assassins Book 2 as a NaNoWriMo project. So if you're not familiar with NaNoWriMo, this is basically where you spend a month to write a novel, or at least write a first draft of a novel. So I think I'm going to try that. I've not done it for a few years. And the way I've been working recently is to do a bit of this, bit of that. And it'd be cool to just kind of see how long it takes me to just do one project. Now, because I know how my brain works, there's a good chance that I'll just end up hitting a wall and end up going, oh, no, I'm going to do another episode of Punks vs. Zombies. So we'll see how it goes. I don't know. but this is quite the cool thing. I do like having these multiple projects I'm working on. Luckily for me, I could keep them in my head, and I've got better at taking notes as I go and doing things like character profiles and things like that, which, you know, I never used to do before. It all used to be in my head, but that'd be because I was working on one project. So what I've got is, Guild of Assassins. That is now ready for the editor. So I've sent that off. I've sent my Christmas story off as well. So I'm hoping that I'll get that back. Dawn of Assassins, the first three books in that are coming out as a box set. I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but that is another thing I've been mostly working on this week, is getting all the marketing stuff ready for that launch. So that is coming out on the 31st, so Halloween, and it is, it's you know, dark epic fantasy, three books, and it's 99p, 99 cents, so that's very good value, if I do say so myself. Ridiculous, to be honest, but you know, hopefully it'll get new readers in, and I do have more books planned in that series, so yeah, watch this space. Priority anyway is Guild of Assassins over the next month. But what I want to do is, over the next week, if I'm going to be doing the NaNoWriMo stuff, and I settle to that, I won't even be able to start it until like the 5th or something, 6th maybe, because next week I'm going to work on getting ahead of myself on Punks vs. Zombies. I do have a first draft of the next few episodes, so I just want to go over those, make sure they're good. I've got a trip to Manchester as well later in the week. I'm going to see Garth Marenghi. If you're not familiar with Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, which was a weird kind of comedy parody of kind of late 70s, early 80s horror stuff. Very clever, very funny. If you've not seen it before, it's I think it's like a Marmite thing. You're either going to love it and think it's a masterpiece, or you'll just think this is terrible and it's crap. And if you think it's terrible and crap, then you're wrong, because it's genius. Now, I mean, whatever. You like what you like, don't you? So, yeah. Anyway, I'm going to see Garth Marenghi live. I don't know what to expect from the live performance, as it is ostensibly a parody of horror stuff, horror TV, horror B-movies, yeah, that's what you call them. Low-budget horror. So, yeah, I am looking forward to that anyway. And even if it's crap, it'll be fun. I do enjoy going out in Manchester, staying over, meeting up with my mate Colin, so that'll be good. And then, what is it? Yeah, in terms of reading, I finished reading The Big Beacon by Alan Partridge. That was a good one. Enjoyed that. So, I don't know. I think I've read three of his books and the Oast House, and probably watched all of his TV stuff. Though I didn't think that much of this time. I don't think I watched the second series of that. But yeah, I do enjoy Alan Partridge. I enjoy that humour. It's very funny, if that is what you're into. So yeah, so as I say, next week, got 3 days. I've got a few kind of audio things that I need to do. Basically, I've got this text-to-speech program that I've been using called 11 Labs, and I didn't realise that basically you buy credits. So you buy on a monthly subscription, it gives you a certain amount of credits, and these are kind of the amount of characters that you can use. And I didn't realise that they don't roll over to the next month. So I've got something like 100,000 odd credits to use. So I will probably be doing a couple more stories in that. I did put together the story of The Little Thief, which is a Dawn of Assassins prequel. So I'll probably be doing the video of that soon. Also in the process of doing another story called Clockwork Titan, which is one I did for an anthology in about 2018, I want to say. So yeah, just getting these things redone as audios. I can't be bothered just yet, but I'll have quite a few different short stories and things done in audio, and you know, I'll probably eventually put them onto a podcast feed, but for now they're just on YouTube. Also, oh yeah, I've been going over the Blind Gambit audiobook, because I basically processed all the audio and uploaded it to YouTube, and it's not that great. There's some really dodgy bits in it in terms of pronunciation and changing accents and things like that. So I'm basically having to go over a full novel and do the bits of voice again. So it's a new edit, and it's taken hours. It's taken ages to do this. So yeah, I think what I learned is, you know, the stuff isn't perfect by any means, and I've had to redo a couple of early ones. So I had to redo Addict to the Wasteland, had to redo Blind Gambit. I'm about an hour and a half into the Blind Gambit audiobook, so that just leaves, another 3.5 hours to go on that. I think it took me all afternoon yesterday to do about an hour. So, yeah. it's going to be a while. I'm just going to do it when I've run out of steamy writing or whatever. So, yeah, we'll see how it goes. So, yeah, if you're still watching, please do follow me on the YouTube. I'm John Cronshaw, author, on there. You could also listen to this as a podcast. So if you look for John Cronshaw's Author Diary, wherever you listen to podcasts, you can find us there. So until next time, cheerio.